Happy Wife, Happy Life. Written by Niraj Sikki. Read by Opal Song. Fandom Mo Dao Zhu She, or The Untamed. Rating G. Relationships Lan Wangji, Nie Mingzhui. Jiang Yan Li, Lan Zichen. Jin Zixuan, Nie Hui Song. Lan Wangji, Nie Mingzhui, Wei Wu Xian. Jiang Cheng, Meng Yao. Jiang Cheng, Meng Yao, Wen Ying. Mian Mian, Wen Qing. Also tagged for different social dynamics. Wife is a gender-neutral term. And unexpected pairings. Summary. There has always been a divide between the sect and the clan. The clan flows through the male line, heritage, and paternity, but it is the wife who comes from outside that rules the sect. A measure, Lan Zichen thought, put in place to prevent war between the sects. Who would want to risk antagonizing someone who might end up running your sect someday? And then Nie Mingzhui's father died.
The elders have started talking, Nie Mingzhui said as Lan Zichen poured tea for him. His hands were folded in front of him, fingers tight and knuckles white, even though he was in the safety of the cloud recesses. Lan Zichen wasn't sure he'd seen him at anything less than tense since his father was murdered. It was a good reason to be tense.
What about? He asked, since his uncle seemed to already understand and was nodding gravely.
My marriage, Nie Mingzhui explained. He didn't drink the tea, which was rude, but again, understandable. You know my father ruled as sect leader after the death of my mother, and Nie Huaisong's as well. The wife rules the home, everyone knows that. But all my father's wives died. And in the end, they let him run the sect himself for a while, so as to let us grow up untroubled.
Unusual, but not unheard of, Lan Xiran interjected. I understand he had finally resigned himself to searching for another wife now that you were old enough.
He was, and now I'm bereaved of a father, and my heir is my brother. I have 3 years of mourning for a father's death. But then I'll need to get married.
Lan Zichen had always thought it was a bit of a strange rule. The idea of growing up in a sect, learning all about it, and then having to hand over control to some stranger from another place, seemed truly absurd. But it had been established as a measure of safety, to prevent war, and it had mostly done it. No one wanted to risk a fight with someone who might, in the next generation, rule their sect for them. So he supposed his ancestors knew what they were on about.
Okay, he said, feeling uncomfortable at the thought of it.
Nie Mingzhui was only 3 years older than he was, and while 15 had once seemed ages away, he knew he wasn't ready for marriage in so short a time. At least Nie Mingzhui had 3 more years before he had to actually do it.
Congratulations. Lan Chiren lifted his eyes to the ceiling while Niaming Tui snorted in pained amusement.
The elders want to set up the engagement now, even if the marriage won't be finalized until then. And I'm not marrying one of Wen Rohan's sons.
Certainly not,
Lan Chiren agreed. It would be inappropriate given your questions about your father's death.
It wasn't questions, it was outright accusations. But the Lan sect had to keep their neutrality.
Lan Zichen looked between the two of them, the discomfort growing stronger as he realized that Niaming Tui had come all this way to try to find an alternative. Wen Su was already married to some distant branch cousin. No one approved, but Wen Rohan didn't care. But Wen Chao was the only one who was Lan Zichen's age. And other than Jiang Yin Li, who was already engaged herself, he couldn't think of any other options that were old enough. But while he liked Niaming Tui very much, they were good friends, Lan Zichen definitely didn't want to marry him.
Niaming Tui must have noticed his expression because he shook his head.
You're the heir, he reminded Lan Zichen. You have to stay to prepare your sect for your wife.
Right, Lan Zichen said, relief flooding him. And then he realized.
Wait, you mean...
Wangji is too young to marry now,
Lan Chiren said simply.
But not in 3 years. I want to ask him first,
Niaming Tui said before Lan Zichen could say any more.
If he doesn't agree, I'll think of something else. But the Lan sect support would be very useful right now, so I had to try.
Lan Zichen thought of the stars in his brother's eyes every time he looked at Niaming Tui whenever he came to visit. That old crush of his from childhood not having fully faded away.
I think, he said dryly, that we'll be able to work something out.
You'll need to marry, of course,
Niaming Tui said, releasing Lan Zichen from his embrace. Lan Zichen was still clinging onto Wangji, unbelievably happy in retrospect that his brother had been married out before the Wen sect had attacked. He didn't want to think about what stubborn Lan Wangji would have done, whether he would have insisted on staying and fighting, what they might have done to him.
What's that? He asked.
Marriage, Niaming Tui said. The word we've gotten from Gusu is that your father is in a coma. Not dead, but the doctors don't see much hope. And that means you'll be sect leader next. With the Lan sect weakened by the Wen attack, it is critical for you to establish an alliance with another sect to help bolster you.
In addition to the support you will have from us,
Lan Wangqi added. And Niaming Tui nodded in agreement. They were a good match, it turns out. Lan Wangji's steadiness was a good balance to Niaming Tui's hot temper. They were both highly principled and zealous in their pursuit of justice and righteousness. And, it turned out, they were both passionate. Very passionate. Lan Zichen hadn't needed to know that about his brother.
Right.
He said, and exhaled. He hadn't even had time to rest. But there wasn't time to rest. Not with the Wen sect acting the way it was.
So not Nie Huaisang, then.
He'd toyed with the idea a little. Nie Huaisang had at least something of the right sort of views. The values of the Lan sect were careful contemplation and kindness. If Nie Huaisang was lacking in the former, then he was rich in the latter. Someone more martially inclined than him would be miserable in cloud recesses. Besides, that way, Lan Zichen's children would be cousins to the Nie sect twice over. But his brother and his best friend were right. What he needed now was an alliance. More than that, he needed to signal to the world that the Lan sect would not be trampled underneath the Wen sect, that it would continue, that it would persist in pursuing its values without hesitation, that it wouldn't discard its ancestral ways, all in favor of something more aggressive. Marrying a Nie, however mild-tempered, would be the wrong gesture.
I have an idea, actually, Nie Huaisang interjected. Not quite as good as me, of course, but possibly more to your taste.
Lan Xichun was already running through names in his head, but no one was coming to mind. He would need to do as Nie Mingtui did, an ally with a great sect, rather than a small one. The circumstances required it, but...
Who?
The young mistress of the Jiang sect, Jiang Yanli, Nie Huaisang said promptly.
But she is...
Lan Xichun's voice trailed off.
Exactly,
Nie Huaisang said and smiled. Her engagement was called off, and that means she's free.
She'd be a good fit for you,
Nie Mingtui agreed.
I met her a few times at the discussion conferences in Yunmeng. She's kind and caring, thoughtful, but also insistent when she needs to be.
Would the Jiang sect agree? Madame Yu has always intended for her to marry into Lan Lingjin, and she was most displeased when the engagement was broken. She gave her husband authority to negotiate in her place, and he used it, Lan Wengji pointed out. Do not gossip about other people's families, he meant, and Lan Xichun nodded in acknowledgement of the well-placed chastisement. She sees the situation as well as we. Qishan Wen against the world, Qinghe Nie against Qishan Wen, and Lan Lingjin trying to play both sides. It is not a good look for them. I do not think she will refuse your suit at this time.
Jiang Yanli, Lan Xichun thought, rolling the thought around in his mouth to savor it.
She wasn't the most beautiful, but he never cared much about that. No, more importantly, she was kind and caring, with a sweet sense of humor, and an excellent cook. All things that would fit very well in at the Cloud Recesses.
All right, he said. How do we do it, given the circumstances?
I'll go to Yunmeng myself,
Nie Mingtui volunteered, and glanced over to Lan Wengji for approval. Lan Wengji nodded.
I would need to anyway, to discuss the state of politics. I'll bring your suit with me. If Madame Yu approves, she, and the Jiang sect, will be committed to helping you regain your home.
Wouldn't do to send a bride to a place without one.
Nie Huaisang chimed in, and Lan Wengji nodded again, this time to Lan Xichun.
Okay, Lan Xichun said and smiled. Let's ask.
Honestly, I think it'll work out very well, Lan Xichun told Nie Mingtui, who was pacing again. Everyone supports it. No one wants the tension between the Jin sect and the Nie sect to continue. Jiang Yanli chuckled. She was sitting next to him. He had his arm tucked around her shoulders, which they both liked, and she leaned her head against his shoulders.
Ah Chen, I think he's more concerned with his brother's happiness.
Of course he is, Lan Xichun said. I was just saying. Anyway, it'll work out well in that way, too. There's nothing Nie Huaisang likes more than spending money. And, as the heir to the Jin sect, Jin Sichuan has plenty of that.
That got even Nie Mingtui to laugh.
He does like that, I'll grant you,
he said, settling down next to Lan Wengji.
And underneath his facade of uselessness, he's actually quite bright. In a contest of scheming wits, I would bet on him over every single one of those treacherous dogs in Lan Ling.
Probably better than me, Jiang Yanli agreed, looking a bit rueful at the thought of her past engagement. I would have let them step all over me if I thought it meant we could have some peace.
Peace was something the Cloud Recesses, now in the process of rebuilding, had in no short supply, and Lan Xichen was pleased that he could offer his beautiful wife exactly what she most desired. Well, except for the matter of ensuring the safety of Wei Wuxian, after he had established himself as the Yilin Patriarch. But Nie Mingtui and Lan Wangji's unexpected offer to have him join their sect as a concubine, an offer that Wei Wuxian had been, reportedly, thrilled to receive, had taken care of that lingering concern.
Now there's only Acheng left, she added. I'm amazed he didn't get engaged ages ago.
Yun Mengjiang was hurt too badly,
Lan Wengji said, and Nie Mingtui nodded.
Who would have married him then? The Jiang sect needed to preserve its independence long enough to show that it could even properly host a wife.
He agreed.
It wasn't like the Cloud Recesses, where the sect was intact, if scattered. He had to rebuild it almost entirely.
But who can he marry? Lan Xichen asked. If he doesn't marry one of the great sects, he's still at a disadvantage to the rest of us.
And there are no children left, Jiang Yanli said, frowning a little.
That's not quite true,
Nie Mingtui said, and shared a glance with Lan Wangji.
We sent him his suggestion a while ago. A way for him to build ties with the Nie and Jin sects.
Nie and Jin?
I had a deputy by the name of Meng Yao, he said, now going by Jingguang Yao.
Lan Xichen brightened.
Ah, Yao, what a wonderful idea. Do you think he'll agree?
I think Meng Yao would love to be in charge of a sect,
Nie Mingtui said dryly.
He doesn't have the training for it, of course, since he wasn't raised inside the sect, but that's something that can be remedied with a small expansion of the household.
Having a concubine must suit you very well, Daga,
Lan Xichen teased, since you're already recommending it to the rest of us.
Not us,
Jiang Yanli said primly, and he pressed a kiss to her cheek in confirmation.
Who were you thinking?
Wen Chonglin, one of the Dafan Wen, the branch that defected during the war,
Lan Wangji said.
Wei Ying said he helped rescue Jiang Wen Yin from the Lotus Pier, so they have a connection already.
He has the training, but he's toothless,
Nie Mingtui opined.
Meng Yao won't feel threatened by him, and Jiang Wen Yin could probably stand to have two calm people by his side.
He could, Jiang Yanli agreed a little ruefully.
It would be good for Ayao, too, Lan Xichen said. I sometimes find he's a bit better at mimicking gentleness than actually recognizing it, and having someone sweet by his side would make him feel needed. Doesn't Wen Chonglin have an older sister, though? What about her?
After marrying Wen Su, she deserves to have a wife, not be one,
Nie Mingtui opined.
She's courting a very nice girl from the Jin sect. What's her name again?
Luo Qingyong,
Lan Wangji said, and he looked unusually smug about it.
Also called Mian Mian.
Wait, that? Mian Mian, the one Lan Wangji had been so irrationally annoyed at for flirting with Wei Wuxian all those years ago?
So much was explained.
That'll be good, he said instead of commenting. That way we'll all be one family. Won't that be wonderful?
Until the family reunions, anyway,
Nie Mingtui grumbled.
Don't you mean discussion conferences?
Jiang Yanli said, lips twitching.
Oh no.
The end.
Thank you.
If you enjoyed this podfic, please leave feedback, both for myself and for the author. You can find this podfic at archiveofourown.org/users/opalsong. Thanks for listening!